octaves. Now, part of tongue blocking, of course, is playing octaves. So now I'm going to show you how to play octaves using tongue blocking. And we can basically do the same kinds of exercises we did while we were doing our single note tongue blocking. I won't be quite as elaborate in demonstrating them, but I will go through them. Now, an octave means that you have two of the same notes, but one higher than the other. So in the first hole of our harp, we have an A note in the blow, and another A note in the fourth hole blow. So by covering the first four holes with our mouth and playing that big chord, we're going to put these notes into play. So instead of blocking the first three holes with our tongue, as we've been doing to get our single note out of the fourth hole blow, now we're going to just use the tip of our tongue and block the second and third hole. So we'll have an octave. We'll be playing the first hole blow and the fourth hole blow simultaneously. Now on the draw. Now let's go back and forth. Now, when you play the second and fifth hole together on the draw, that's not a true octave. It's a seventh chord, but it's a chord that's frequently used in blues, and it's a very useful one. But we'll just play it as if we're playing an octave. It's the same mouth position. So now we can play our scale in octaves. And we can do the same kinds of things with our extra chords. Double chords. And triple chords. And be sure to play these exercises as well without the slap. Just play them clean. Now with blow octaves, we have them all the way up the harp, every four holes apart. So if you start with the first and fourth hole and just move up the harp to 2 and 5, 3 and 6, 4 and 7, 5 and 8, 6 and 9, and 7 and 10, you've got blow octaves all the way up there. It's good practice to just try sliding the octaves smoothly, without slaps, just to learn how to maintain that mouth position.